This is an MUT Radio podcast. You're listening to MUT Radio.
Are you a student or a young professional interested in intellectual property and transfer of technology? Join the WIPO South Africa Summer School and gain deeper knowledge from experts in the field. This unique program combines lectures, case studies, and group discussions to give you a comprehensive understanding of IP and its applications. Don't miss out on this opportunity to network with like-minded individuals and take your career to the next level. Letter of motivation of approximately 300 words. Applications are now opened and will close on May the 16th, 2025. For more information, contact the course administrator at summerschool.southafrica@wipo.int or visit the MET website. MET Radio, shape and own the future.
You're listening to MET Radio, shape and own your future.
And that is exactly what we are speaking about namhlanje with Dr. Hlongwane as the coordinator, I'm going to put it like that, probably he's going to correct me, of this WIPO South African Summer School. Coming back at MUT, hosted by MUT for the second time this year. Doc, thank you so much for joining us once again on MUT Radio.
Thank you, Awetro, for having me this morning.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Firstly, before we move into summer school, I'd like to reflect on the World IP Day that we previously had. It ended last week, Friday. It was a 3 days, amazing 3 days, that you and your colleagues hosted as MUT. Take us through that session and event as a whole, like the whole 3 days. How was it like for you, and was it exactly what you expected it to be?
Okay, thank you for the question. I think firstly we will talk about the World Intellectual Property Day, which is a world, it's a program designed to celebrate and raise awareness in terms of intellectual property. The main objective basically is to recognize those people that contribute into the creative space, and also to ensure that they learn more about their rights whenever they have invented something or they have created something. So every year, meaning annually, on the 26th of April, we basically celebrate these IP creators, and we're looking into the role of intellectual property into the economy, because we do know that each and every assets which is derived from intellectual property plays a huge role in the economy. So coming to the World Intellectual Property Day that we just hosted, I think you would have recognized that we had a number of stakeholders, because we went regional this time. So what happened is that every year the companies and intellectual property commission, in collaboration with the Technology Innovation Agency, the National Intellectual Property Management Office, which is under the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation, they rotate provincially. So this year they decided to come to to KZN. And in them deciding to come to KZN, they chose Mangosuthu University of Technology.
Wow.
I think if you look around KZN, I think currently Mangosuthu is leading in terms of visibility in the intellectual property and innovation landscape within the region. So I think that was one of the major factor that made the stakeholders wanting MUT to take a lead in hosting the regional summer school. And in terms of the expectation, I think we met the expectation. I think we overachieved, basically, because if you remember, we started with the media launch on the 16th of April. Which was to basically set the tone in terms of making the public aware of the World Intellectual Property Day, and also the theme for this year, which for me, it was a very exciting theme. We're looking into intellectual property and music. And if you look at music, music is not only for entertainment or for releasing stress, but music alone is also a commercial aspect. Because it does generate revenues for the artists out there, for the producers out there. So I think it was quite a success. I'm excited because we're not only focusing on our MUT community, but we managed to bring in the sister universities, DUT, UKZN, and UniZulu. And we even went into bringing TVET colleges and high school learners to learn more about the rights that they have in terms of their creativity.
Well, it was indeed a success, and you overachieved, Doc. I must commend you for that. It was really indeed a very successful event. All 3 days were successful, and we really learned a lot, especially the people in music. I like the fact that you also involved artists who were part of these events as well. So, yeah, kudos to you. Thank you so much, Doc, for that.
Thank you so much, Awetu.
Now, moving to this one, very interestingly, we hosted it last year as MUT. It seems like we are hosting it again today, Summer School. Take us through the WIPO Summer School 2025. What are we talking about, Maskulumange Summer School?
Okay, thank you again for allowing us to diverge more on the World Intellectual Property Organization, South Africa Summer School on Intellectual Property and Transfer of Technology. So, yes, we had a successful one last year. It was our first time as MUT hosting this WIPO Summer School. I think we always have a room to improve. So just to brief about the World IP South African Summer School, when we say WIPO South Africa, one will realize that it was only South Africa, in Africa, it was only South Africa that were eligible to host the summer school. But since last year, we did have some development, I think, in Nigeria. So far, I know that is also hosting summer school in their country. But South Africa have been hosting the summer school, and it has been rotating throughout the university. And as MUT, we did have an opportunity to basically being awarded with the contract to host the summer school for 2 years.
Wow.
So maybe a summer school is a program that provides an opportunity to senior students. When I say senior students, we're talking about postgraduate students, your advanced students, those are doing advanced diplomas. But I think it is open to anyone who is interested in gaining knowledge in terms of intellectual property, learning more about how they can turn their intangible assets, which is IP, the inventions, your patents, your trade secret, your trade design. How do you move them from the lab to the market? Because at the end of the day, we don't want research to only sit in the laboratories, but we want to take research and commercialize and make commercial product out of research, which will assist the university in terms of generating third stream income or revenue for the university. So particularly during the summer school, we are looking into a different intellectual property domains and different commercialization strategies on how you can take your product to the market. Because when you talk of commercialization strategies, you ask yourself, now I have developed a product, but how do I take it to the market? And then we have experts in the field that are going to educate us about your licensing agreements that you may have in terms of licensing a product to existing companies. We are talking of a spin-off as well, of the as one of the commercialization strategy to take a product to the market.
Wow. And you said now it's open to everyone. What do you mean by everyone, Doc? Is it only MUT community, or just even the outsiders or outside of MUT?
I do encourage our MUT community to apply, because this is an opportunity which is at home. So if we can grasp this this opportunity, because you don't know next year where it is going to be hosted, which might cause problems in terms of traveling and so forth.
Yes.
So when I say it's open to everyone, I mean like any young person, any person in the IP space, like I said, global. It's a global summer school, because we have people from different countries. I think last year we had representative from over 40 countries attending the summer school, which was hosted by MUT. And so far, the numbers are still leading in terms of having people from outside of South Africa. So this is an interesting opportunity for our MUT community to engage and network with people coming from various fields or sectors in the industry.
Now, I'm someone who's interested in entering for and learning more about IP and transfer of technology, and I'm really looking forward to this summer school. How can I enter, Dr. Hlongwan?
Okay. So far, we have put in the posters on our MUT website, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So they can search for WIPO SA Summer School, Mangosuthu University of Technology. There will be a link which is provided for individuals to create their profile on the WIPO website. So that link will basically take you to the WIPO website, and then you can then register. So the registrations opened on the 3rd of February and is closing on the 16th of February. What is interesting about this is that before, participants used to pay a registration fee, but this year and even last year, we were not paying registration fee, meaning it is free to register. What we need is just the individuals to come and attend the summer school. So once you have created a profile on the page, you will need to have a few documents which should be uploaded that include your identity document. If you are not South African, then you can also put in your passport. We will need also a motivation letter, comprising of up to 300 words, indicating as to why you are interested and how you will benefit in attending the summer school. And then a recent curriculum vitae, that is a CV. And then after registration, there is a selection process.
Okay.
How do we select is that there will be a course which is known as the L450. Participants or prospective participants will have to do that course in order for them to qualify to attend the summer school in November, December. It's an introduction to intellectual property laws or rights and commercialization management. So it's not an intense course. It's more like a beginner's course. So so people shouldn't feel afraid because it is a course. Our office, the technology transfer in the research directorate, is also available to assist individuals in terms of those assessments or in terms of navigating into different case studies that they will be provided with.
And I'm sure you've received already some applications with regards to this. So people must then hurry to enter and apply and create their profiles on the website. And when is the closing date for this?
The closing date is 16 May, I think, just 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
And in terms of the numbers, I think so far we're sitting on over 300 applicants that really want to attend the summer school. And we're only looking for 80 people.
So it's quite a competitive
space that I do encourage individuals to come in. And most especially when you're looking into currently we're in the digital age. So you need to learn more about innovation and how AI is impacting our daily lives.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity where,
Oh, dog. You know, I've been telling people to apply. Hopefully they have applied for this one now. So when is this summer school taking place in South Africa?
So in South Africa, we are going to start. So I will start with saying it's a 2 weeks course.
Okay.
10 days full from 24 November to 6 or to the 5th of December 2025. The venue is still to be confirmed, but obviously it's going to be in a hotel somewhere outside Mangosuthu or outside Umlazi. So so that is a 10 days summer school on IP and technology transfer. We will be having interesting case studies presented by people who are skilled in the field. So we have over 39 topics presented by about 40 speakers. So each topic have their own speakers, so people won't feel bored to say listening to one person throughout. So we bring people from the industry, we bring experts from different technology transfer offices and so forth.
The South African Summer School hosted by MUT this year. Again, that is what we're speaking about today. We're focusing on intellectual property and transfer of technology. And Doc was just mentioning the whole information about this huge the conference that is going to be taking place later this year. And we are sure, Guguti, there's quite a lot of people who have already applied, but you are encouraged to apply. Maybe you might be the lucky the person to be chosen because we only need 80 people, as Doc mentioned. Thank you so much, Siyabonga kakhulu, Doc. And I'm sure MUT Radio also will be broadcasting live from from that one. No, Siyabonga kakhulu, Doc, for this information. So we encourage people to register and enter for this one.
Yeah, maybe one thing I forgot to mention, yes, to say the summer school participants will get a certification.
Oh.
And one thing that I will say, before I became a professional in the tech transfer space, that was my basically key to enter into the space.
Wow.
They needed me to have the summer school certificate. Which I basically did. So so people should attend. They will get a certificate of participation, which is also a recognized kind of professional body.
Beautiful. You see, now that's interesting. Now that's what exactly you need for you, Guti, to enter into a space. A certificate in Kampesuk here and there. So Siyabonga kakhulu, Doc, for your time, and thank you so much. We are encouraging people to apply for this summer school.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming to us. That was with Dr. Hlongwane on MUT Radio.
You're listening to this is an MUT Radio podcast.